Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Between the Covers. I'm Kelly Wilson, and I'm coming to you on behalf of Shoreline Publishers. Today, I'm super excited to be speaking with the lovely Madison Lister about her new book, I Am Unique and I Am Me. How are you today, Madison?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, I know this book is absolutely going to touch the hearts of many around the world. It's such an important subject right now, post-COVID. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write I Am Unique and I Am Me?
Yeah, definitely. I had a career change and I began working with children and families with complex medical needs. So, I got to meet a lot of beautiful different children and learn about all the things that make them who they are. And I spent a lot of time at Perth Children's Hospital as well working with them. So, I got to meet a lot of beautiful children.
You're really inspiring yourself, and that's a really brave move, having a career choice like that. And good on you, because now you're also a published author because of that. So one of your main messages in your book is to have a really positive outlook on life, and that's such an important message. Do you think your characters reflected this?
Yeah, definitely. My two main characters, so Lola and Theo, are based on a beautiful brother and sister that I worked with and spent a lot of time with them and their family. And they, they had a lot of hurdles and a lot of things thrown their way, and they just dealt with everything and, you know, always looked to the positives. And, they really knew how to kind of just have a positive outlook on life and handle anything that was thrown at them.
Oh, that's beautiful. And have they had a chance to have a look at your book yet?
No, not really. Ooh. We are still, we're waiting. It's on its way.
It is. It's close.
Yes. So, we're all very eager. I think they're pretty excited that they're characters, they reflect them beautifully, so they're excited to see, I'm sure.
They're celebrities now. I mean, you're just going to make their whole universe. That's just gorgeous. Now, obviously, developing skills for social understanding in children is such an important strategy. And how do you feel your book addresses this?
So although it's based on, it shows children with various different, disabilities and medical needs and things like that, it also does show, a lot of the things that they love to do and a lot of the things that they can do. So it it encourages children to, maybe go and ask the question, get to know someone, that may be a little bit different to what they are, and just accept them for who they are and learn know what they love. Yeah.
So important. And also I could see that the sort of anyone who picked it up could relate to that, because we are all different and we're all quirky and we've all got things we're good at and not good at. So, they could get some inspiration, or any reader could themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, has your own daughter seen the book? I know you've got a young child yourself.
She has, so we lay in bed and we read the email copy.
It'll come.
And so she's, she's very excited. She keeps saying, Mummy's book, and she does have a little feature in it as well.
Lovely.
So she will, she'll also be a little celebrity.
She will. Oh, you're doing good things. Now, I thought the illustrations that I've seen so far are absolutely magic. Were you happy with the way the book was designed?
Yes, absolutely. With a children's book, I think, yes, the message is so important, but the illustrations definitely need to be captivating. And
correct, it's gold, isn't it?
Yeah, Kim has done an amazing job. I'm so grateful.
It's really captivating, even the front cover, isn't it? So people will pick that up and enjoy. Oh, that's great. And what did you think was your most challenging part of writing I Am Unique and I Am Me?
Probably, I guess a lot of authors may be the same, is probably getting in your own head a little bit. And also trying to, I wanted to make sure that everyone was happy with it, and that it
was,
you know, like trying to make sure that there was a lot of inclusion, you know, different ethnicities, different genders, you know, things like that. So just making sure that it was a very inclusive book, and
well done.
Really make that a big priority, which and then kind of, you know, overthinking like you do.
As we do.
Yes.
That's an author's job.
Yes.
And so your research obviously was quite extensive then, and broad for this book.
Yeah, I did. Like I said earlier, I did spend a lot of time, you know, getting to know different children and different, you know, and even just, spending time at hospitals and talking to, you know, nurses and doctors and things like that. A lot of research over time.
100%
in my head. Yeah,
but also out of the mouth of babes. I mean, kids express it better than most adults often, don't they? Their truth is so real.
Now
that you've become an author, how are you motivated to write more? How do you stay motivated to write, or how did you stay motivated to write?
I definitely am. Yes, I have, you know, I think going down the path of maybe focusing on characters individually a little bit more and really getting to know them in depth. And I think that's definitely the way that I would like to go further with the books.
Good on you. Yep.
But I'm really excited to see, you know, how this book is received. And I think that will then also, you know, help with motivation as well.
Yes. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, to be honest. Mm-hmm. In your ideal world, going forward, how much time do you get to write per week?
A lot of it is done in my head or in spare little pockets of time.
Yes.
And like even with this book, it was, you know, kind of over a couple of years of just making little mental notes in my head.
Yes, 100%.
Doing things like that. So I do work and I do have a young child. So
a big juggle, isn't it?
The little pockets that I can get, I definitely try and put
it on you. Keep going. And was publishing a book always your dream, or has this sort of morphed as you changed career? Or
No, it actually was. It's always been definitely on the back of in the back of my mind. And like even if it makes one child, you know, happy, it makes one child.
That's beautiful.
You know, that then my job is done. I feel very accomplished. Yeah.
Well, you've answered that question for me, because I was just going to ask you, what does literary success look like to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, if I can, you know, if one child can relate to this book and it can make them a little bit more comfortable in this world, then, I'm more than happy.
Good on you. I mean, that's our biggest dream, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's obviously a children's book, and I saw it was aimed at quite young children. But looking at it, I really think it'll go quite far with parents, schools, hospitals, mental health services. Was that your sort of broader aim for this book?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it offers a lot of, you know, it opens up a lot of discussions as well.
Yes.
So, you know, it may be children reading it, but it may also be, you know, their guardians, their parents, their carers reading it as well. And then it does open that discussion, and, you know, we can talk about what makes them unique. And so it's for young children, but I think everyone will benefit from it.
I completely agree with that. Yes. Now, so you've done this, and your journey is still ahead as an author. Have you got any plans for future books?
I think just like I said, focusing on the characters individually, maybe getting to know a little bit more about themselves, a little bit about what makes them unique, and really focusing on specific characters a little bit more individually, whereas this
book on you.
It's a brief introduction into Theo and Lola and all of their friends, so getting to know them in depth.
Watch this space, hey?
Yes.
And I love your characters' names, Lola and Theo. I think they could really lend themselves to a really cool little series.
Yeah, I think so. And tried to, even the characters' names throughout the book, I tried to really use common names now so that, you know, there's
kids
more
could relate,
of a child relating to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Madison, congratulations on the publication of I Am Unique and I Am Me. I certainly will be using it myself as a tool for learning in my line of work. Your book is bright and it's engaging, and it's got so many important messages that our world needs right now. So, listeners, I encourage you to get a copy of I Am Unique and I Am Me as soon as you can. It's already available online. It's coming to libraries and, of course, all good bookstores everywhere. Madison, thank you for sharing a little of your journey with us today. I honestly wish you every success in your future journey as an author.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much to Shoreline and to Playtime Books for bringing my vision to life and doing all of the background work and hard work for me.
Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.